It is a Tie Tuesday. That means Ty Law will join us at 9 this morning. And Wiggy is off to surgery. Back tomorrow, Thursday, we'll talk to Bill O'Brien, the head coach, Boston College football. And Friday, we are headed to Rhode Island. It is a Flex Friday roadshow at the Audrain Automobile Museum as a part of Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week. Over 500 incredible vehicles that you can see during our show on Friday morning. And we'll be joined by Jay Leno. And I hope that you, Rhode Island, you have asked over and over again, give us another road show. And we're giving you a rare fall road show. And so cannot wait to see every single one of you on Friday morning. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Before we fully move on, I just need Curtis and Shyam to know that Greg went above and beyond and had basically an outfit Pinterest board for me to show me the vibes of Thursday evening and Friday morning of what I should be wearing.
Well, you get very worked up over what you're going to wear.
And I appreciate that.
We'll have to figure out what Wiggy is going to wear for the garden party mansion event on Thursday. Maybe we can do that when he...
Is it really called a garden party?
Yes, it is.
Oh my God, Greg, there's an entire episode of The Office where they have a garden party. Jim writes a book about everything you need to have for a garden party, gives it another title, hands it to Dwight, and Dwight does everything Jim asks in the entire episode.
Oh.
It is a great episode.
Curtis, you're going to have to figure out what you're going to wear as well.
I was just going to go with a tank top and no shorts.
No, equestrian chic is really the vibes that I'm seeing.
Equestrian chic?
Yeah.
Courtney is equestrian grandma.
Yeah.
Which can be dangerous.
What is this, an episode of Bridgerton? What are we doing?
Equestrian chic is the vibe.
That's the vibe?
What are you wearing, Greg?
I will probably wear flip-flops and my normal outfit,
a polo.
Flip-flops, pair of shorts, and some kind of shirt or something.
Not a short vibe.
Huh?
It's not a short vibe.
I don't care what the vibe is. Oh. I mean, maybe I'll throw a pair of jeans on or something like that.
White jeans?
Can I call for a Rick, for the old heads? Rick Nelson. Is it Rick Nelson? Garden party rejoin at some point this morning.
Sure,
please.
I can do that.
Hey, can I call for a restraining order of Game Dog in the Twitch chat?
I've let it go too long.
He literally writes my name 500 times a week.
Huh.
It's a very odd obsession.
That's like New Whaler with me. Can you clarify too, Greg? Because New Whaler at the beginning of the show said like, oh, congrats on being number one in Boston. Not Massachusetts, not New England, just Boston, LOL. That's not...
Well, the Boston ratings are really the ones that matter.
And it's not just Boston, it's the Boston Metro.
Yeah, it includes most of Massachusetts, the Boston Metro.
Just wanted you to specify.
I don't know if New Whaler, I would like to talk to New Whalers if New Whalers is a radio ratings expert.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he or she would have some important information to share, but it's just 1 week. It's really, you know, right, we'll wait and see what happens. I continue to thank everybody who has embraced this radio show and helped us achieve whatever we can achieve.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Thank you. All right,
can we get to the rest of the news?
Yeah, and it's time to talk about Nibby, who is a beaver in Chelmsford, and a Chelmsford Wildlife Rescue Group and its supporters are protesting the decision by Mass Wildlife to release Nibby back into the wild today.
Why?
If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the Chelmsford Wildlife Group is saying that they saved Nibby and put them in a rescue house called New House Wildlife Rescue when she was an orphan baby.
Okay.
She's grown up in this rescue sanctuary, if you will, and they do not believe that Nibby has the skill set to be able to make dams, be able to fetch her own food, etc.
Yes. So this is just like everybody in Gen Z. they don't believe that they have the skill set to survive in the real world because their adoptive parents have done everything for Nibby.
Yeah.
Probably true. I mean, isn't that a thing with the animal kingdom? Like, if you take an animal out of the wild, throw it into civilization, then you try to rehabitate it or whatever the word is. It's an issue. So they might be right.
Yeah. We can hear from Jane Newhouse of Newhouse Wildlife Rescue. She spoke to BZ.
Nibby is going to have to figure it out for the very first time. And with it being October, if Nibby doesn't get it right the first time, I don't think she's going to make it. I shouldn't be working against the state to try and save an animal, especially a keystone species. We should all be working together. We should be on the same team.
I
save
agree.
Nibby.
Let's go.
Yeah.
A keystone species.
Okay.
Yeah. Hurricane Helene has reached a death toll of 128 across six states. Crazy the devastation that you're seeing in North Carolina and Florida.
The entire towns on that mountain in North Carolina that have just been eliminated, destroyed, horrible.
Yeah, Asheville, North Carolina is the mountainous town that has been really hit hard. And there was a bachelorette party that was stranded in their remote cabin on a mountain in Asheville. The girls woke up on Friday to find no power, a tree that had fallen through the roof, the deck was destroyed. They were all able, thankfully, to make it down the mountain, and they were saved by some good Samaritans. Mm. Here is one of the bridesmaids. It's Gina Costa from Bridgewater on BZ.
Like, I have a pit in my stomach thinking about it because, like, you got to the top of the driveway and you just looked right and left and it was just, like, chaos. Like, it was so bad. Like, I was like, we're never getting out of here. It was so bad.
So scary.
Terrifying.
By the way, if you're keeping count, 5 likes. And that's it. Chime, can you replay that? I believe I caught 5 likes in that sentence from The Bachelorette.
Like, I have a pit in my stomach thinking about it because, like, you got to the top of the driveway and you just looked right and left and it was just, like, chaos. Like, it was so bad. Like, I was like, we're never getting out of here. It was so bad.
She was nervous.
Glad she's safe.
No, that's so scary.
When
you look at the water and how it's just completely taken over these communities, people are on roofs screaming for help. Yep. It is so scary.
Yes, it is.
Yep. A man at a charity event, did my voice just crack there? In North Texas, spent over $4,000 to get a Taylor Swift signed guitar. He then, on stage, smashed it repeatedly with a hammer. We have the video, if you're watching on Twitch, and we also have the audio.
Now take that, hang up that busted bang.
That is so dumb. Like, so stupid. I mean, you gave the money, so it's going to a good cause. Good for you. It seems like it had something to do with Taylor Swift supporting Kamala Harris.
Oh, you think so?
Speaking of Taylor Swift, Courtney, it seems people were really quiet after Travis Kelce had a good week this week against the Chargers.
Yep, they were. Well, no, Sean, you're wrong.
She's out of the picture, though.
No, she is not.
What do you mean? She hasn't gone to 2 games in a row.
Because she starts her tour back up. This month.
A football game is 3 hours.
Yeah, but she's...
She shows up anytime somebody breathes Kansas City Chiefs. Like, she's been gone for 2 games.
They are fine.
Huh?
They are fine.
What about the demois that the contract expired the 28th of September?
I didn't realize the timing of
so
that.
So you think that they know that this dumb, clearly fake contract that was leaked ended on the 28th. And then they actually followed through with it?
No, I'm just saying a website or a place that you informed me about in the first place is a very interesting spot where things are leaked. So I just thought it was interesting. I'm all for them. I hope they live forever together and have happiness and have 10 kids. Yep. But it is interesting, the timing.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
They're fine.
Is that it on the news?
That's it.
Okay, thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.